Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this fantastic episode on the silsila, The Ideal Muslim. And for those who are always joining us, as you know, we are covering diverse topics related to the life of a Muslim and how to become that ideal Muslim. Do you have a fallout with any of your family members and you want to patch things up? And stay tuned, inshallah azawajal, because this episode is specifically regarding reconciliation. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us this ability, this enthusiasm to patch up things with our family members if there was a fallout. Before we continue, please do make good intentions. As the beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So make those good intentions now that I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. So grab your notebooks, get your pens, take down the important Madani pearls, and you can always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, so many wonderful, beautiful blessings and benefits and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, Salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this this faith enlightening narration. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Abul Mudhaffar, Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam Samarqandi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he says, one day, I was going to a certain place. However, I lost the way. Suddenly, I see a person and he tells me to follow him. I did as was asked and I thought to myself that this must be Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. When I asked this person, what is your name? The person replied, my name is Khidr. And with him was another great person. So I asked, who is he? And he replied, this is Ilyas alayhi salam. I said, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you. Have both of you ever seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And they said, yes. I asked, please tell me some hadith that you have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that I can narrate it from you to others. They replied that they heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, the heart of one who recites durood or salat upon me is purified from hypocrisy as a cloth is purified with water. And also whoever recites sallallahu ala Muhammad, 70 doors of mercy are opened for that person. Allahu Akbar. Do we also want those doors of mercy to be opened for us? Do we also want our hearts to be purified from nifaq and hypocrisy? Well, we should recite Durood-e Paak, Salawat, salutations upon the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as we can. instead of wasting our precious time, our precious moments in unnecessary activities or social media platforms and chats, make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Send Durood-e Paak and Salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This will be beneficial for us, insha'Allah ta'ala. Let us recite together, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in today's time, it's very easy for family members to engage in quarrels and arguments, and they have fallouts, and they break off relations and ties with each other, largely over trivial matters, insignificant and silly matters, silly issues. Families stop talking to each other, whether it's the parents and the children, or it's the spouses, or it's other relatives of ours. Over little issues, we stop talking for days, weeks, months, sometimes years. I would like to narrate a hadith to you, narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he says, anybody who breaks off relations must leave our majlis, leave our gathering. Listening to this, a young man, he stood up, he went to his paternal aunt's home, with whom he had a whole year of quarrel and breaking off relationship. After the aunt and the nephew got reconciled, the aunt asked her nephew, please go and find out what was the wisdom behind the announcement made by Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So the young man approached Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who replied that, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the nation which has any person who severs ties, who breaks relations with family members, is not blessed with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Now, many of us, we say, there's no barakat, there's no blessings, I don't see that mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Perhaps we ourselves are doing this with our own hands. Perhaps our family members, we know family members who are not on talking terms with each other for years sometimes. And perhaps these things are contributing to the present state that we are in. Sometimes we have to just bow our head down out of humbleness and humility and ask for forgiveness in order to reconcile. We are here not to break ties. We are here to mend ties. This is what a Muslim is also all about. A believer, an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is out there to pull everybody together. Because remember, kullukum ra'in. Each of you is a shepherd over your flock. And your subordinates, those who are under your care, your children, your employees, these are part of your flock, part of your responsibility and accountability, which will take place on the day of judgment. Nevertheless, showing humbleness for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, humility for Allah Azza wa Jal, and pick up that phone, send that message, pick up that phone, speak to that person, life is too short. Life is just too short. Here today, gone tomorrow. That's how it is. How many people we see passing away? People we know, people that we don't. We hear about it. We read on social media platforms as well. So pick up those phones. Don't delay. Do it right now, in fact. And make maaf. Ask for forgiveness, even if it is that person's fault. Yes, if there's no Shari'i prohibition, if there's no Shari'i matter, Islamic law that applies, then pick up that phone and ask for forgiveness, patch things up. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves. It is mentioned in the Hadith Pak that Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who shows humility, humbleness for Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal grants that person loftiness, grants that person an exalted position. and state Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Just by being humble and displaying humility as well. Allah Azza wa Jal put this in us. Let us break that pride in our hearts. Let us break all those, the takabbur and riyaqari and pride and arrogance, and take the first step. The word silah means showing kindness and doing a type of favor. And the word rihm means closeness and relationship. In the famous book Bahari Shariat, silah rihm means to establish relationships and doing relatives any favor and treating them with kindness as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verse 26, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرُبَى حَقَّهُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and give the relatives their rights. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Each person in society, Islam teaches us, has huquq, has rights. Whether it's a spouse or the parents, whether it's the children, even the neighbors who are near or far, and our relatives as well. Commenting on this wonderful verse of the Holy Quran, Mulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in Khazainul Irfan, it also means that to treat the relatives with kindness, to show love to them, to meet them with a happy countenance, to meet them with a smile, for example, to ask about their condition, how they are feeling, whether they are ill or sick, whether they are in financial difficulties, and if we have the ability to assist, we should assist them. We all know that if you give a sadaqah, if you give a charity to a Muslim who is not related to you, there is a reward for that, certainly, if the intention is correct. And if you give a sadaqah, a charity towards a Muslim who deserves it and is a relative, the scholars mention you will get twice as much reward. Why? Because you are helping a fellow Muslim, and that fellow Muslim, since that person is a connection or relative or family member, you are establishing and building that relationship, and therefore you are getting more thawab, more reward. And in English they say that charity begins at home. All these things Islam shows us and teaches us practically, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What are some of the virtues of being kind to relatives and family members? Sayyiduna Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that some of the virtues of showing kindness to family members is that it brings about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. It pleases the people. It delights the malaika, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. It earns you the praises of the Muslims. It increases one's age. It brings blessings and barakat in one's sustenance, one's income and rizq. It pleases the forefathers who had passed away. It fosters harmony and peace between the family members. It increases reward even after your passing away, because people, they make dua for such a person. That this person who passed away was such a nice person, such a generous person, such a good person. They help their family members and they'll make dua for you, inshallah, azza wa jal. And it upsets the cursed, the humiliated, Satan, shaytan. May Allah protect us against the deceptions, the cunningness, the tricks and traps of Satan. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 21, it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Those who join what Allah has commanded to join. Now commenting on this ayah, Sadr al-Afadil Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that These people, they believe in all the books of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, of the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they don't make any distinction among them by believing in some of the books and disbelieving in others. Or it could imply that they fulfill the huquq, the rights of the family members without breaking any relations. Relationship with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and attachment to Iman are also included in this. It also includes treating the descendants, the Ahlul Bayt, the purified household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who are the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with respect and with care, compassion as well. Doing them favors, assisting them, standing up for them, defending them, treating them with gentleness, making salam to them and making dua for them, visiting them when they become sick, and fulfilling the rights of the friends, the servants, the neighbors, even those who are travelers as well. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day was sitting on his blessed minbar sharif, when a companion, a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best person amongst the people?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "The best person amongst all the people is the one who recites the glorious Qur'an in abundance, the one who adopts more taqwa and piety, the one who calls people towards goodness and prevents them from evils, and the one who treats his relatives with kindness the most." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, each point here of these 4 points is a discussion, is a bayan on its own. Nevertheless, very quickly, we will discuss this in a little detail. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned on the Day of Judgment, when the reciter of the glorious Qur'an appears, the Qur'an will also appear and will say, "Ya Rabb, O Lord Azza wa Jal, grant this person the heavenly attire." So this person will be made to wear the clothing of karama, a special heavenly and holy clothing. The Quran will then say, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, increase this." He will then be made to wear the crown of karama. The Quran will once again submit, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, become pleased with this person." And Allah Azza wa Jal will become pleased with that person. It will then be said to the reciter of the glorious Qur'an, "Continue to recite and get ranks in paradise." And he will be blessed with a favor upon every verse that he recites. Furthermore, the second part regarding taqwa and piety, that there is good news of success in the akhirah, in the hereafter, which is given to the pious people. In Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse 35, it is mentioned, وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And the hereafter with your Lord is for the pious ones. Subhanallah. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, that Jannatul Firdaus, which is the best, the highest heaven, is especially created for that person who carries out the duty of ordering goodness and forbidding evil. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And the last point in this beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, one who likes that his age and sustenance to be increased should behave kindly towards his parents and treat his relatives gracefully. Allahu Akbar. Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqah Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'udhami Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has stated that this hadith, treating relatives with kindness increases age and sustenance. Some scholars have mentioned that this hadith, it refers to what it actually means, and that this refers to qada mu'allaq, because qada mubram cannot be changed. This is because there's different categories of taqdeer, predestination, destiny, fate as we know it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we all thinking that, you know, I would like to have a lengthy age. I would like barakah and blessings in my income, in my sustenance. Here is a way. By being kind to our relatives, by treating them in the best of all manners, by showing compassion and affection towards them, starting with our household, our spouse, parents, children, our siblings, and then to others as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, one, believing in Allah Azza wa Jal and the Day of Judgment should treat relatives with kindness. Another hadith, on the Day of Judgment, three types of people will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And one who treats his relatives with kindness is one of them. Allahu Akbar. Just this hadith here, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the scholars mention, on the Day of Judgment, there will be no shade besides the shade of the arsh, the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. And that day, the ground will be made of copper. We know copper is a good conductor of heat. The sun will be 1.25 miles above our heads. Some people, according to their sins, will be drowning in their own perspiration. Allahu Akbar. What a day. There's no water, there's no shade. The only water is the Hawd al-Kawthar, the fountain of Kawthar given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only shade is the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. What will we do on that day? But fortunate people, privileged people, like those who show kindness to their relatives, who show compassion and affection to their family members, they are part of those who will be under this shade of the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal include us amongst those fortunate people. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah An-Nisa verse 1 that fear Allah in whose name you ask your rights from one another and be mindful of your blood relationships. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Tafsir Madhari mentions that this means refrain from breaking off relationships with your family members. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed, this topic, we can go on and on talking about the rights of our relatives, how to treat them. Our beautiful Deen of Islam teaches us this, that build the connections and relationships with each other. And overlook the trivial and little matters, overlook them. Because at the end of the day, we are human beings. Nah? And human beings make mistakes. Human beings forget. They get involved in sins as well. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us against sinning, protect us against His disobedience and the disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have shortcomings, we have defects. We have flaws, each one of us. We are not prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. The prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal are ma'soom, like the angels. They are incapable of committing sins. We are insan, we are human beings. Rather tolerate, forgive, overlook, if there's no shari'i prohibition there. It is stated in Tabarani that Sayyidina A'mash rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, while present in a gathering in the morning, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I urge those who cut off relations with others that in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal leave our gathering so that we will seek the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal, because the doors of the sky are closed for that person who cuts off ties with family members. That is, if this person stays here in our gathering, then we are making dua, but that special mercy will not descend, preventing our dua from being answered. Can you see how serious a matter this is? How important it is? So if you have a fallout, if you have a relationship problem with your family member, and there's no shari'i prohibition, there's no shari'i valid excuse in maintaining that distance, pick up that phone, send them a message, make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal if you violated that person's right, and embrace each other, tolerate each other, because again, life is just too short. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the actions and the deeds of people are presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on Mondays and Thursdays. So Allah Azza wa Jal forgives all people, all believers, except for those who have malice and hatred in their hearts for each other, and those who cut off ties, those who break relationships. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated that entrustment and treating relatives with kindness will be sent, so they will stand at the right and the left side of the bridge of Sirat. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, this is something for us to ponder over, that we are, if we are truly lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we need to firstly think about our connection, our relationship to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, to the Ahlul Bayt and to the Awliya Allah. If this is solid, then of course, that kind of a person will not go around in breaking off relationships with others as well. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, if we think about it, how can I treat my relatives in a good manner, with kindness? Well, there's different ways. Sometimes, just by giving moral support, showing that you care, picking up the phone every now and then, even if they don't phone you, even if they don't phone us, pick up that phone. What does it cost? Just a few minutes. Salam, how are you? How is your health? How's the kids? How's the family? Anything I can do? Or by visiting them, this is even better. Take a gift. It doesn't have to be a mobile phone or something big. Whatever you're able to afford, even something small, but it's a thought that counts. Take a gift, give it to them, and visit them as well. Even if they are underprivileged, if they are financially below us, give them a monetary gift as well. This will help, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us this understanding and ability to act upon this, the enthusiasm to act upon this. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.